So, this is your place. It smells so much better than the outside. And it's all so tidy and clean. I have to say, I'm very surprised by the pollution there is now. When I last was awake, the air was, it was much cleaner. And we had none of the things that you call, cars, or buses, or what was it? Motorbikes? Oh, motorcycles. And not so much noise either. It's also loud. Yes, and I'm also so grateful that you were the one who found me. Not sure if any other human around would be as kind and helpful as you've been. And, yes, excuse my language, but the rest of humanity just smells like filth. There are some that seem good enough among them, for sure, but none of them greeted each other. They just overlooked the other as if they weren't there. Or that loud man who smelled of alcohol, and he got so angry at that poor youth. And it looked like just an honest mistake that they bumped into him. Yes, there were some of that long ago too, but nothing like there is now. And to be honest, it really disgusts me. Where is the humanity, the good? So again, I'm so grateful that you were the one that found me. If it was any of them, I would surely have been locked up. Or maybe some would have tried to find out how I function and just... No. I don't even want to think of it. Yes, I'm sure you got a lot of questions for me. As I do have questions for you. Though I think you should be the one to ask me first, since... Well, you're giving me shelter and keeping me safe. This world is... It's so new to me now. And I don't know if I would be able to take it all in at this moment. So please, ask away. Oh, the mental link that I talked about earlier. Ah, yes. The one we gargoyles shared so long ago. There isn't anything special about it, really. We were just born with that sense. The internal recognition for each other. Mostly, it was just used to know where the others were and their lands. We only really met up if we were lonely, wanted a family, or if we just wanted to procreate. Yes. I'm sure in the beginning it was used for much more evil deeds. But as my people evolved, we put some rules in place. In all, we gargoyles are peaceful creatures, guarding the humans and others who were hunted by, well, evil forces. From what I see, much of the evil of today are humans versus humans. But long ago, there were demons and other kinds who hunted anyone, really, for sport. Oh, they were just trying to spread evil as far as they could. Leaving towns in ruins and causing other kind of trouble. I thought you were going to ask about that. But yes, the statues on the buildings and holy places, they are molded after us, inspired. As you see, it's actually places where you could find a gargoyle. High up, so we could sense trouble and be able to just swoop in to protect and serve. But after a time, though, there were less demons, and the others like them. And when there were none left, I just... Yes. That's when the humans began to... hunt us. Seeing us as evil, too. And there were many rumors and myths about us doing evil deeds and stuff that the demons had been responsible for. Maybe we were a reminder of the sins of the past. No longer see us as protectors, but something that needed to perish so that the past could stay there, in the past. No, there were never any huge battles to take us down. I'm guessing that they would have come when we were sleeping or unaware. You humans are more clever than any of the adversaries that we had in the past, and more of the mental links were just broken. They were gone. That's when I decided to go into a deep sleep. Just flying far off from my home. A human had tried to take me out. It left me with a huge wound in my stomach, and I just couldn't take it anymore. I couldn't stay. So tired of the carnage that the humans had created, and No. I have no recollection of how far I flew. I just needed to get away. To heal and sleep and just hope for some better time. I don't actually know why I decided to sleep for this long. The hurt, it was so deep inside me, and I was broken down. There didn't seem like there was any hope left. So I slept. You know, it was actually your scent that made me want to exit my deep sleep. Made me kind of curious. I know. It didn't seem like that at the time. But I needed to make sure that you were all the good kind. Yes, so the brief time that I used to wake up and stand, I was scenting the air and just trying to get as much information I could from it. The feeling that your scent gave me was comfort and warmth. So I decided to talk to you. I did not intend for you to, as you put it, almost shit your pants. And I hope you see now that I don't mean you any harm. I simply just want to get to know you and the world is so different now. No, I don't know how long I will stay, but I will be honest. From what I feel with you, I do not wish to leave, unless you tell me to, of course. I don't request much, just be my guide. Friend, and yes. So let us just see where it goes from here, shall we? But first, do you have anything I could eat? I'm not picky.